We are in Tzivot Shalom on Rosh Hashanah. It's in the extra volumes in Chelek Bet, which is on the Moadim, on page Kuf Tet Zayin. I want to thank our anonymous sponsor for sponsoring this year, just for the sake of sponsoring and supporting this year. Thank you very, very much to our anonymous sponsor. Okay. So says in Tzivot Shalom again, we're on Kuf Tet Zayin, Ma'amar Shlishi, Yom Trua Yiye Lachem. B'chodesh ha-shvi'i be'achad l'chodesh v'gomer, yom shrua yeh lachem. The pasuk says, on the seventh month, on the first of the month, it shall be a day of blowing shofar for you. Yom shrua, day of shrua. Yesh li ponen, says the Nesivot Shalom, we have to contemplate, we have to reflect, b'lashon ha-katuv, about the wording of the pasuk, shlo matzinu kidugmato b'makom acher, we don't find any other pasuk like this. Shlo nichtav b'lashon tzivoy litkoa, Ela kikvi'a shezo etzem mitziutol shirosh hashanah shel yom shrua. Beautiful diuk that he's making here. He says that it doesn't say that it's a day where you must blow shofar. It's not giving a tzivoy. It's not giving a command. It should say litkoa, a day of where you blow the shofar. But it's establishing it in the way of the wording of the pasuk, where the very reality of the day itself is a reality of shofar. Yom trua. It's a day of trua, not of blowing shofar. It's a day where the reality of the day is shofar, is the sound of the shofar. It's beautiful the diuk that he's making here, that the phraseology is off. It's almost like relating to the essence of the day, not to do it, but that's what the day is about. V'lo od, ela mashma'uta pasuk, shekol hayom kulo hu yom trua. But not only that, it's implying that the entire day is a day of blowing shofar. V'ze yitzumo shel yom hadina. But it seems that the essence of the day we know is supposed to be that it's yom hadin, the day of judgment. So is it the essence of the day shofar, or is the essence of the day yom hadin? Next paragraph he says, uv'zor ha-kadosh parshat Pinchas. It says in the Zohar in Parshat Pinchas, ashrei ha'am yodei trua. Praiseworthy, how wondrous is the nation who know trua, who understand, who really know what a trua is. So comments the Zohar and says, Lo ketiv shom'ei, o tok'ei trua. The pasuk doesn't say, meaning that was a pasuk that was quoted. It doesn't say, praiseworthy are the people, how wondrous are the people who hear the trua, or who blow the trua. Ela yod'ei trua, who know the trua, who connect to the trua, who understand the trua. Begin chachimin de'dairin be'avira de'ara kadisha inon yada trua. Raza de trua kmodetiv, tir'am b'shevet barzel, man amak yisrael di'adin razin ilayin de'mirihon le'me'al kamei ule'at kishara be'. That's a long quote. V'lo inon, k'vechol inan, inon, di'ade raza de trua, yitkarvun lemiach be'or panav de kuchabrichu, v'da'or kedama'a deganiz kuchabrichu letzadikaya. I didn't understand all of the nuances there of the Zohar Aramaic there, but he's saying that the idea is again to know the trua, and the tremendous secrets that, like, praiseworthy is the nation that understands the deep, deep secrets that go into the sounds of the trua, and that it brings out the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how close it allows us to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, more or less. I'm not yet up to the level of understanding all Zohars. V'al derech itzirich lemidna ba. Ad kan l'shono. V'ish lavim, you have to understand divrei Zohar HaKadosh. You have to understand these words. Uma mashma'ut yodei trua l'fizeh. What does it mean then to know the trua? D'mizela haskir inyan tir'am b'shevet barzel mevo'ar l'chora shehatrua hi shvirat haklipot v'adinim. Based on the Zohar, it seems to imply that what the sound of the shofar is doing is that it's breaking down the klipot. It's destroying the klipot. It's shattering. It's shattering all of the things that divide, spiritually divide between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's shattering all of the dinim. It's shattering all of the judgments. That's what the strength of what the shofar is able to do. Ach lo kein mashma v'kol hemshech dvarav. V'raza d'trua d'yadin raza ilayin d'mrihon l'me'al kami v'chulei. He's quoting again the same Zohar here. D'kadosh Baruch Hu or kadama v'chulei. Umau asora zesh shayach linat trua. Again, what is the trua all about with all of these secrets being brought up by the Zohar? Od sarich la'avin perush, you have to understand that which it says in the pasuk in Tehillim. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, that we blow on this on the beginning of this chodesh, the shofar, when the day is somewhat hidden. Shidarshu al zeh b'gemara. The Gemara says on this, Eizu chag shechodesh mechusebo havi omer zeh Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, what is this tiku b'chodesh var b'keseh liyom chaginu? That the Mepharshim, the Gemara picks up on, the Mepharshim pick up on, b'keseh, meaning it's kisoy, it's mechuseh, it's hidden. What about Rosh Hashanah is hidden? What chag is it that the chodesh is hidden? That's Rosh Hashanah. How so? The simple pshat is that which is the chag that we have, where the moon is hidden when we have that chag. Almost every chag is on the 15th when the moon is in full. But Rosh Hashanah, Davka, falls out on the first of the month where the moon is invisible. The moon is hidden. And what's the meaning behind that? Madua eifo nichtav v'lashon remez b'kese v'lo b'rush tiku b'rosh chodesh tishrei shofar. Why say it in the way, why does it not say it in the way of Tik'u b'chodesh shofar, on the chodesh, when it's hidden, blow the shofar. No, just say, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, blow the shofar. Why write it in this way of, on the chodesh, blow the shofar when the chodesh is hidden? Why write it in such a way? So let's see where he's actually going with all of this, in the bottom line of the first column. Slow it down and let's get to some answers. V'yivo'ar al yisod ha-mashal ha-kadosh mi ha-Baal Shem Tov zikotoy genalinu. So the Baal Shem Tov gives the following mashal. Shevi b'degel machane Ephraim, top of the next column, that's brought in the degel machane Ephraim. Lemelech sha'asa svivav, mechitzot rabot ba'achizat einayim. That a king who puts around him many, many different barriers to separate between himself and the people, but they're all sleight of hand. They're all illusions. He puts up these very frightening, these very big, these very scary boundaries, the seemingly impossible barriers between himself and the people, but they're all illusions. Uvein mechitza lemechitzna yeshnam devarim v'chayot ra'ot ha'me'aymim u'mavhilim shir'u migeshet elav lir'ot be'or p'nei ha'melech chayim. And in between each mechitza, in between each division, there's all kinds of things, all kinds of wild and frightening animals that a person just is totally scared of, that he doesn't want to be, he doesn't know how he can pass, in order to get through, in order to see the light of the king's face. V'im ki or p'nei ha-melech me'ir b'chol ha'olamot u'kvodo ma'alei kol ha'aretz. And if the light of the king's face was able to go and shine through to all of the parts of the land, ha'ktalim v'asvivot mastirim et p'nei ha-melech, these walls are hiding and covering up the face of the melech. And even somebody who manages to get through one wall, the next wall, the one barrier, the next barrier, the next barrier, the next barrier, he's not able to keep going and he has to turn around. Every time he's able to climb over the fence, the next fence is higher. He gets over the wall, there's barbed wire on the top of the next one. He's able to get over that one, and there's a stone wall that's impassable, it's totally smooth, and he can't even begin to climb the next one. Each one more difficult than the next. V'rak bein ha-melech, asher bilibo, bo'eret ahava ha-melech u'me'ir ha-molo. Only somebody who mamish is just, their heart is on fire out of love for the king. That person, when he sees what's in front of him, he knows the king's waiting. He said, just get through these barriers. If you get through these barriers, I'm waiting for you. When he sees all of these things, he mamish mirim kol tzaka b'mar nafsho, he screams out with a bitter cry. Keli, keli, lama azatani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, king, why have you left me behind? Why have you forsaken me? And because his heart's on fire to get close to his father, to get close to his king, Moser nafsho medalega lachomot, he mamish jumps over every single barrier. Uvir ot aviv hamelech gaguav umisirat nafsho meisirat achizat ha'inayim alalu. And then once, when the king sees the mesiras nefesh that this person has, he's mamish throwing himself at the walls, running past the animals. He sees this person's meshuga, this person's crazy just to get close to him. He pulls away all the illusions. He destroys all the illusions. V'az ro'eh bin ha-melech she'ein shum mesech u'mechitzam avdilim ela olam shekulo or. This person sees, really, there's nothing dividing between him and the king. The whole thing was just an illusion. And it's just the aura of Hashem, it's just the aura of the king. V'amelech yoshev al kisei melchuto, and the king is sitting on his throne. V'aretz meirah mikvodo v'chulei, and mamish, the whole land is filled with his light. Right, he sort of really weaves between the mashal and the nimshal, so it's very clear what the nimshal is. But he says, u'mefaresh al pizeh, et ha-pasuk. And based on this, this concept that there are all of these walls, but all of these walls and all of these divisions, that they're all just illusions. And that all we need to do is, the whole inyan is that we mamish, when we feel like we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel like over the whole year we become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mamish just need to cry out, to screech, and to mamish run at those barriers. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Mesiras Nefesh that we have to run at those barriers that we don't care that they're there, even though it's impossible to overcome them, we're going to go, we're going to throw ourselves at them. He's mamish going to reveal the whole thing's an illusion. U'mefaresh al pizeh, he's mefaresh based on this, the pasuk. Ashrei ha'am yodei trua, how wondrous is the people, how praiseworthy is the people who know the trua. Hashem be'or panav yehalechu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the light of his face guides us. Trua milashon shvira. He explains the word trua beautifully. He explains the word trua, which, you know what I mean, like the cry of the shofar, the trua of the shofar. He says, no, it's milashon shvira. That is connected to the word shvira, to break down. Shem yod'im shekol ha-shvira va-misachim. Heim rak be'ester panim. That a person who knows the secrets of the shofar, a person who really understands the secret of what the shofar is all about, it's all a shvira. The whole purpose of the shofar is to break everything down. It mamish breaks the whole thing down. All of the divisions. To understand that it's all just an illusion. It breaks down all the illusions. Ach be'emet po'or panav yelecho. In truth, we're always walking with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In truth, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always guiding us. Ein shum mechitzot mavdilot. There's no mechitzas. There's no barriers dividing between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The arts me'ira michvodo. And the whole land is lighting up with the kavod of Hashem. This is gam inyan Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Shu bechinat bekesel yom chagenu. That it's the hiddenness. It's this hidden chag. Lashon kisoy v'hasara. This lashon of cover and of hiddenness. Aval tzadikim. But the tzadikim shemirova gaagui meilav. Because they so desperately want to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Want to connect with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzoakim v'mar nafsham. They cry out with the bitterness of their soul. Keili, Keili, lama azavtani? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you have left me behind? Ki keshukatam lihanot biziv hashchina, because all a tzaddik wants is just to sit there and bask and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the radiance of his shchina. Lahem migalea HaKadosh Baruch Hu or pnei melech chayim. To those people, to those tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines his light. V'zeu nichtavim v'nechtavim la'alter l'chayim. And those are the people who are written immediately for life. That's the shofar. The shofar is that cry, is that deep cry that comes from within. When I get there on Rosh Hashanah, and even though we as a group, we as a chabura, we've been learning together all of Elul. From Mamish, the very beginning of Elul, we talked about, remember we talked about even from Tu B'Av, the first shahr, the first gate that we needed to walk through was the shahr of Tu B'Av, and then the shahr of Elul, to walk through one gate after another gate after another gate, hopefully even preparing the whole last month and a half to get to this great day of Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't change the fact that for so many of us, we're going to get there on Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. And we're going to be so frightened in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I and how am I going to be Zocha B'din? How can I stand here, Imamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I to stand here? There's so many divisions. At the end of the day, no matter how much I worked, from Tu B'Av to Elul to Slichos to today, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I went to Slichos, Bezrat Hashem. I think everybody here is Ashkenazi. The Sephardim hopefully been going to there for real. They've been going to Slichos all the way back since Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right, so we got to, hopefully most of us got to a Slichos last night. Right, I'm totally exhausted because once I stay up that late, like I can't sleep tonight. It's game over for me. Right, so that, but I was like, no. I'm Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have Mesiras Nefesh that I'm going to be able to, I'm going to go the first night. We'll see how many days of Slichos I make it to. Right, it's hard to get up earlier, and it's such a downer. Slichos, my Rebbe talks about it, and I've been going to a different Rebbe recently who also talks about this. Slichos is so hard. It's so, and to really embrace the fact that Slichos is so hard. You have to get up earlier when already it's a tough time of year, and you're coming into the Chagim, and it's already going to be time pressure. And you're getting up earlier to say extra Slichos, to extend davening by 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, depending on where you're daven. And you're going, you're opening up, like, God, I'm ready to do Slichos. And you look at the paragraphs, and you're like, I have no idea what's going on here. I don't know what the words mean. This poetry is totally beyond me. My Rebbe actually said, it could be that one of the goals of Slichos is that by the time you get to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you feel so down about the fact that you failed so miserably with slichos that you can really feel the tshuva that you need to do on Yom Kippur. But that's you know, part of the reality in our generation of what slichos is. And listen, if you're, I'm in a wonderful chavur here, so maybe you all are like, I don't know what he's talking about. I wish I had a real rabbi who knew what was going on. Fine. And you guys are flying during slichos, and you know what every word means, and your mom is connecting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and you're in the highest levels. Bizrat Hashem, that's you. But for the rest of us, it's very hard. And we sit there, we come to Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't even do slichos properly. I couldn't even get my act together and do slichos properly. Let alone all of the averas that I did during the year. Let alone all of the things that I did wrong. I'm such a lowly person. I'm looking around this room on Rosh Hashanah. You know? And every shul, you know, you've got the one guy who's like crying so loud during Shmona Esrei. And like, you know he's faking it. But then you got the other guy who's like crying, and you're like, you can feel that it's real, and I'm like, that one really hurts you. The other one made you feel a little better about yourself, because at least you know you're being emistic. But then the other guy, like, he's crying his eyes out. She's crying her eyes out. And you're like, who am I to stand here before a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm judging one guy and less than the other guy. I'm a nobody. And we feel all of these mechitzot. We feel all of these divisions. We come to Rosh Hashanah and we think, the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlich a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm coronating the king. I'm coronating the king of all kings over myself, over the universe, over the world. I'm coronating a Kodesh Baruch Hu over myself. Who am I? How can I even do that? I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing. And the idea is to dig deep. This is for all of us mamish. To dig deep. To the feeling that, no, I know that that might be the case. And I feel so distant. And I see all these walls. And I see all of these hurdles to overcome. And I see how far away from HaKadosh Baruch I am. And I know that there's some light there, but I'm so far away I can barely even see the light. And there's no way. And that may be true. So I dig deep and I cry and I scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I want to do is be close to you. I don't know if he's going to say that here, but it's definitely true. That's one element of what the shofar is all about. We let that shofar screech from within. That shofar cry from within. And screech out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No words. It's one of those... It's like those situations. There's certain situations when you're in such pain and such difficulty and such sorrows. You can't articulate it in words. That's already a level that you're... I'm not there anymore. All I can do is scream. All I can do is give a primal cry. That's the shofar. It's beyond all words. And I give that primal scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I merge my reality with the Baal Tokea himself. And that Tkia, that Shvarim, that Trua, it's coming out of my mouth, it's coming out of my soul. It's mamish coming from my neshama. And with that cry I go, that battle cry of pain of the distance, I go and I throw myself at those walls. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees me charging those impenetrable walls, ready to throw myself to my death as I'm throwing myself in these walls I can never pass, he looks and sees how much I just want to connect to him. And he pushes all those walls away. They're all just illusions. And I keep running. And suddenly the whole way is lit up for me with the Or Hashem. And I run and I run and I run into the embrace of the king who all he wanted was to connect to me. As the Rebbe who I went to last night said, he says that Rav Gerzi, I was zocher to go to Rav Gerzi last night for Slichos and to hear him speak a little bit. And Rav Gerzi was talking about that he says that even just the fact that you showed up for Slichos, that you showed up at 12:45 at night to say words you don't understand until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, even if you didn't do it well, even if you were falling asleep at the entire time, even if you checked how many pages were left in the middle, it doesn't matter. The fact that you said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that I don't understand this. I know I don't know what's going on. I'm showing up because I want to show up for you. Late at night, it's going to ruin my whole next day. It's going to make everything harder. Today, I was like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the year's not hard enough, starting with another corona year with all the mechitzot and the literal mechitzot. That with the boundaries and the plastics and the masks and all this stuff here with the guys. You have to make the first day of Seder, the day after Slichos, really? And I sat there thinking, no, l'shem Shammai, I'm not going to go to have more koach for the guys on my first day tomorrow, because it's my first day with the guys. And tonight I have to do a sample class with Tiferet. And you know those, you might remember those sample classes. That's Yom HaDin for me. Trial week is Yom HaDin. My Rosh Hashanah comes early. My entire reality, my entire livelihood depends on the social choices of a bunch of 17-year-old girls picking or not picking my class based on how good the sample class is. My Yom HaDin is tonight. That's my sample class. And I'm like, no, for the guys, for the girls. And I was like, no. And I heard Rav Gerson, you spoke about it a little earlier, but he doubled down on it last night. Sino Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter. You want me here. I'm going for you. I'm here for you no matter, I don't understand what's going on, and I don't know what to say, and I don't know what the words mean, and I'm exhausted. And yeah, I checked the way, but I'm here for you. Everything we're doing now, showing up on Rosh Hashanah showing up and feeling bad about what we did in the past, Beseder, and looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and feeling that distance. But to say, no, it's Rosh Hashanah, and I'm here. And yes, I feel all these boundaries, but I don't care. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you. I want you to be king over me. And I don't want you to be king over me at a distance. I want to sit in the presence of your kingly glory right now. And I'm going to give myself over for that. That's all he wants to hear. That's all he wants to hear. That's what we're doing. That's what we're accomplishing. To sit there and to screech with the shofar. And to run and to storm the gates. Only to find the gates aren't even there. Because all he wanted to do was be connected to us. All he wanted to do was to show us the way. We just need to show that that's what we want. All he wants to know is that that's what we want. That's all that's being asked of us. And deep down, that's an avoda we can all do. Our neshama wants. Deep down on Rosh Hashanah, we can go and dig deep to at least just expose our neshama. To be vulnerable to ourselves and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to admit, I feel distant and all I want in the world, the only thing I want in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, King, is to be close to you. Zeu. That's it. Everything else is a lot of tefillah. Everything else is a lot of words. That's great. That's the inyan, that's the avodah. Tov. He goes on and he says, V'inei, last three lines on the bottom of the page. But this isn't even limited to Rosh Hashanah, this concept. He says this is a mashal for the whole world, for the whole physical world, this whole lowly physical world that we live on. Shekulo bechinat mechitzot udvarim hamavilim. Top of the next page. That they're all, this whole world, this whole physical world that we live in, it's all divisions, it's all boundaries, it's all walls. And things hamavilim hamafsikin, bein yudi labishvayim, things that are cutting us off with HaKadosh, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are trying to divide between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all this world is. And even when we strengthen ourselves, and we get through some of those barriers, and we get through some of those conditions, and we get through some of those things that are holding us back from getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we successfully do that, shuv omdim befanav, od v'od dvarim, there's just an endless, infinite number of things. That our mom is trying to stop us from being able to cling to Kedusha, to get to Kedusha. And that are covering up the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is any day of the year. Any day of the year we come along and we feel that. When we strengthen ourselves in Avodas Hashem. When we strengthen ourselves in Torah. When we strengthen ourselves in Tefillah. I don't know what you guys go. I remember back in the day, in Chutz La'aretz, when we used to have something called Sunday. I'm very happy that Baruch Hashem, all we have here is Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, and it's the first day of the work week. Totally worth it in the way that it should be. But I'm not going to say I don't miss the concept of Sunday. I don't know what you're doing in your lives right now, but I guarantee you, you all had things that you could have been doing on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All of you. And you said, no. Even though I have things that I'm supposed to do, even though there are things that people want me to get done, even though I have schoolwork to prepare for, I have stuff to get ready, or I have people to talk to, or I have family to take care of, you said no. You said no, I want to feel the Or Hashem. I need the Or Hashem that's coming from the Nesivos Shalom that he's trying to bring down to me, that he's drawing down the Or Hashem for me. You say no. I deny the barriers of the physical world. And even though it's a Sunday morning, and even though I have things to do, and even though I have things to take care of, and even though, the worst of the worst, 1.5 years in, I'm sitting in front of a screen on Zoom. I'm going to do it anyway. Because the physical world is irrelevant. All that matters is the Torah and the Avodah and the Tefillah. That's going to bring me to Or Hashem. And that's so also true if you woke up this morning and you davened, despite all the things that keep you from being able to daven in the morning and from thinking you can daven in the morning. And so too, all the people who are listening and downloading it, and you're on your way to work or you're on your way to school, and you're listening on your headphones to a shir, and they're being makdish your time. And you're literally walking through the physical world, but your mind is sitting here thinking about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the King of all Kings. Every single one of us, every day of the year, if we feel distant, Torah, Tefillah, Avodas Hashem, we can mamish burst through those barriers that aren't even really there. Omeru bifnei mesachim u'michitzot hamafsikim. We stand before all of these barriers that are trying to divide us. Timtum hamoach v'alev, that our mom is trying to close off our mind from godly awareness. Close off our hearts from an emotional connectivity with the divine. V'chol shar hamachshulim sh'ayitzahara machshilo, and that's on top of all of the ways the Yitzhar is trying to make us fall. U'vilvad sh'yatzliach lihit l'archiko me'aviv sh'va shamayim sh'be'oro lo yir'eh or, which all it wants to do is keep us distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol koach ha-sitra achra u'pituyei ha-yitzer hara, the whole strength of the sitra achra, the whole way that the yitzer hara is trying to sway us, li'inyanim asurim, to things that are asur, heim rach kishemastir mimenu oroi barach. The only way the sitra achra, he's saying here, the only way the sitra achra and the yitzer hara is able to pull us off the path, is able to make us fall, is when we let it cover and block the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from reaching us. Because when a person's mind is lit up, when their heart is on fire, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, the Yitzhar has nothing on you. The Yitzhar can't do anything. You think back to a time of your life. You think back to an MCSY Shabbaton. You think back to a moment in Shana Aleph. You think back to a shir that you were sitting in. You think back to a tefillah you were davening. You think back to a Kabbalah Shabbos. You think back to a moment in your life where mamish, your mind and or your heart was on fire. Remember that moment. You remember that moment where all you want to do is, you wanted to be in that moment, you think to yourself, why would I ever want to do anything but Avodas Hashem? Why would I ever want to leave this Beis Knesses? Why would I ever want to leave this Beis Medrash? In my life, what else is there to do? You have that clarity of mind and heart. Why would I ever want to be anywhere else? The Yitzhara can't touch that. The Yitzhara and the Sh'racha can't touch that. Because you're living in that light. Ki az margish et ha'af siyut v'ha-ki'or shel ta'anugei olam hazeh v'hana'otav. Because in that moment, you feel the meaninglessness, the nothingness of the joys of olam hazeh. The joys of olam hazeh are nothing. Like those moments, think back. Those are treasured moments. When you felt your mind opened up to godly insight, your heart opened up to the infinite. V'chol tachlita Torah v'amitzvot, and the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot, v'vchinat etzot, he brings this down many, many times, that the Torah and mitzvot, they're all just etzot. It's just advice. Torah and mitzvot are advice. What are the advice for? For one thing and one thing alone. Eich lehagia lekirvata lokutoi parachul kayim uvotivak. How to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fulfill the singular core mitzvah of uvotivak, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. That's the goal. The goal is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is a means to that end. Even the Torah, even the mitzvot, it's all a means to that end. Right? Those who can remember back to the days, the good old days of Derech Hashem, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? God, the Tov, the Zulato, the Tov is Dvekut. Everything's about getting back up that ladder to get to the Dvekut of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's built into the fabric of reality itself. Even the Torah, even mitzvot, it's all just to get us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimuva b'sfarim hakadoshim, as the sfarim hakadoshim say, Hainu sha'atorah v'mitzvot notnim koach b'yudi, that Torah mitzvot give us koach, give us strength, lead gaber al ta'avotav anavotav, to overcome our taivas, to overcome our physical pleasures. Sheheim heim mechitzot v'advarim amavilim v'nisyonot ha'chayim hamarkikim yudi me'abarit barach. Because those are the things that keep us away. Those are the tests that stand in front of us of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph. Uvichlala mitz hamechitzot hamarchikim yudim eshamei parach yish inyanim yoter daki. But when it comes to those walls and those barriers that divide between a Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are things that are even more subtle, things that are even more fine. Shomnam einam misug ta'avot ra'ot hamarchikim oto me'al pnei aviv sham amelech. We're not talking about taivas, like clear, like I have a taiva to do this that's asr, I have a taiva to do that that's asr. Those things are clear that they're dividing between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they're keeping us away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face. Not where our taivas are pulling us away. He's saying, no, where there are things, we see that there are conditions in my life. He's saying, no, there's things in my life that are causing me that I simply can't have that feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that I've learned enough Torah. And I've done enough Avodas Hashem. U'kimashal HaKadosh Shel HaMagid HaGadol Mimezhej, like the Magid Mimezhej says, La'adam Rotz Sherotzeh Lavo Lifnei HaMelech, like this person who wants to come before the king, Ve'ein Manichim Oto Likanes Miyad Pnima, and they don't let him go in immediately. Va'asarim HaOmdim B'Shar HaMelech Mifatim Oto, and the guards standing in front of this, who are guarding the doorway to the king, the imamish, they're pushing him away. Ve'omrim lo, Kol Ma She'ata Rotzeh Me'HaMelech Yicholim Gam Anu Latet Lecha, whatever you want from the king, we can do for you, don't bother him. Ve'ein Lecha You don't need to go inside. We're his advisors. Don't worry about it. We got this. We got you covered. We'll take care of you. Don't bother the king. We'll take care of it. And they keep this person being able to get to the melech. Rak hapikeach haomer eini rotzeh klum v'rak ritzoneinu lirot et malkeinu. Feel that. That we need to have the insight, we need to dig deep, and it's true of all of us. It's in our neshama inside. Amy wrote Seklu. He looks back at those advisors and he says, I don't want anything. I'm not interested in what you're selling me. Stop talking. I'm not interested. The only thing I want, I just want to be close to you. I just want to be close to the king. And you can't provide that. You can't provide that. Nothing can provide that. The only thing that matters, it's not what God's going to give me. I just want Him. I just want to be in His presence. I just want to feel close to Him. Mukhrachim liftoach b'fanav et kol ha-sha'arim ulachniso pnima. Mamish, then the gates are thrown open and the person is brought in. Kirak kirvat elokuto yiparach ratzono, because that's all a person wants. Vein davar shiachol la'amod lo l'satein. Nothing, l'satan, nothing can mamish stand in his way. Feel that. I think it's the super exhaustion plus the beginning of the school year. It's getting a little choked up, but like, you got to feel it inside a little bit. Recognize that. That on Rosh Hashanah we're asking for an amazing year. Fine, good, true, but that's not the essence of the day. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu worry about giving you a great year. You show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's, so to speak, that it's worth spending the time, so to speak, and the effort, so to speak, to spend that on you. Why? Not because you asked so nicely. Not because you want such good things, and those are great also, but that's not enough. Because you sat there and you davened on Rosh Hashanah, and all that you davened for, you said, I don't care. My goal of Rosh Hashanah is that I'm supposed to make you my king. I'm supposed to inaugurate you as my king. And it's not enough to watch it on Zoom. And it's not enough to watch it on television. And it's not enough to stand in the nosebleeds and the bleachers outside of the wall and to hear the fanfare from inside. No. The Indian isn't that I want to ask you something. The Indian is that I want to be with you. And nobody else can give me that. Nothing else can suffice. There's no substitutes. The only thing that's going to make it is for you to open the door and to allow me to stand there in your presence. That's all I want. Give me whatever dinim you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be gozer whatever year you want to gozer me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All I care about is that you are my king and I want to stand before you and make you my king. I want to stand before you and embrace your light because you are my king. That's all I want. You are what matters to me. I don't matter. You're what matters to me. Everything else is details. That's what blows open all the doors. That's an even more refined reality. not just the Torah and the Avodah in order to get through, in order to break through those, true. But that last gate where the king's advisors themselves are standing there and promising you the world, that's still the Yetzer Hara. That's still trying to get you. Because the answer is no. Stop talking. You can't offer me anything because you're not the king. You can't offer me anything because I just want to stand there and bask in his glory. I just want to be with him. There is nobody in this chabura. There is nobody, listen to the shir, there is no Jew in this world. There is no Jew in this world who doesn't have the capacity to dig deep and to feel inside the desire, the need to be close to our Creator and to demand no matter what, to beg no matter what. All I want is to be close. I'm not saying I'm worthy. We're not getting into that. I'm not worthy. Fine, shut up. It doesn't matter. I'm not worthy. I don't care. I'm telling you, all I want to do is be close to you. That's all I want. Every one of us can do that, no matter what level we're on. To beg just to come inside, because all I want to do is be close to you. He says in the next paragraph, bottom paragraph of the first column of the second page, V'zei inyan Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Shu bekeser liyom chageinu. It's hidden. This chag is hidden. D'hinei inyan yom din. Haynu b'vchinat hester panim. The reality that Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment, that's a reality of hester panim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face being covered. Ki be'et ha'arat panim lo shorim dinim. There's no dinim, there's no din, there's no judgment when God's light is shining forth. Ukimo dikti b'zohar kedosh, the Zohar says, Raza de Shabbat v'chule kol ayel de Shabbat kol dinim mit'avi mina. When Shabbos mamash comes through, there's no din in front of Shabbos. Ukimo shapirish bazeh marani kuvrin, as the Marani Kuvrin says, Raz b'gematria or, that Raz, a hint in gematria is or, is light. Makom sheish or ein hester panim ve'in dinim. In a place where there's light, there's no hester panim. And if there's light and there's no hester panim, there's no din. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. But when is Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin when the or is being covered. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin when the light of God's face is being covered. V'chol sultani rugzinu mayri didina kula ark minei. But that can all be thrown off. Top of the next column. It's Yom Adin only when it's Bekesa. It's Yom Adin only when it's being hidden. Only when it's being covered up. When it's Bekesa liyom chaginu, it's Yom Adin. Bekisoy v'he'elam, when it's hidden and covered up. Ki uzman shel hester panim. Then there's a hester panim. Machitzot mafsikot ben yudi laviv shabashamayim. When there's barriers between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'dinin shorin alav az. Then there's all of the dinim. V'zei tzumo shel Yom Rosh Hashanah. That's the essence of Rosh Hashanah. Asher anan v'arafel siyivav amistarim et oro yitbarach. That there's mamish clouds and darkness that are surrounding and hiding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'al kein. Therefore, tziva haborei yitbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'matzav shel hester. Because when we're in a place of Hester Panim, when we're in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light is hidden, when we feel on an emotional level, bring it down to us, when we feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we feel down, when we feel depressed, when we feel like garbage, when we feel separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'matzav shel Hester, ha'itza, what do we do? She'itzak b'mar nafsho, that we dig deep, again, like I said before, no more words. Stop with the fancy wordplay. Stop with the excuses. Stop with the explanations. There's times where there is just beyond words. Keili, Keili, lama asavtani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have you hidden your face? Why have you left me behind? V'yishaber et kol ha'mesachim, and that breaks through everything. You can bring it down to human terms. If you've ever had, and hopefully all of us have had, it's as good to have had this. Hopefully we've all had the experience. Somebody we feel mamish close to. Whether it's our parents, a best friend, a sibling, a spouse, whatever it is. There are times where we're hurting and we need to share that with the person we feel closest to. And every once in a while, and it's horrible when it happens, but it's part of the process of life. We've all probably, hopefully, experienced this, where we've gone over to the person we feel closest to in the world to share the pain that we're feeling. And we open up our mouth to speak, and before any word comes out, you just cry. That primal, raw cry. Because I can't put that pain into words. I can't. I can't put that pain into words. I can't put these feelings into words. And all I can do is throw my arms around you and sob and screech and let that cry out from the inside. The person who's sitting in front of you, they're going to melt in front of you. If you've been on the receiving end, you never want to let go of that person. And if you've had the experience, and this is a little bit more specific, but fine, if you've had the experience where the thing that you're crying about is that you hurt that person and you're trying to come to apologize, but you can't even start to say the words and you stand in front of them and you break down crying. If you've had that experience, if the other person standing on the other side of you, your parent, your sibling, your friend, your spouse, if they're human, no matter how upset they were with you, they put out their arms and they take you and they hold you in their arms. Because at that moment, a cry like that, nothing stands in the way of a cry like that. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing there. If you want to get up there and you want to stand there at the podium before the judge in the courthouse on high and make your claim on Yom Hadin, you are absolutely welcome to. And Bezrat Hashem, I bless you that you should get a tremendously positive judgment. But if you dig deeper and you walk up to that judge, and before you say anything, you look up at that judge and you see that judge is your Abba. That judge is your father. And because you're so embarrassed and because you're also so in pain and because you can't believe your life has gotten to this point and because you miss him so much and you can't have this, he's elevated on this podium and this pedestal and there's this huge wall and this microphone and you just, it's not good. And you stand there and you break down crying. It doesn't matter. He'll recuse himself. That's his problem. As he throws open the door, walks down the steps, and hugs you in the middle of the courtroom. There's no din him. There's no judgment anymore. There's no judgment. You've broken through all the barriers. Because you've shown that all that matters to you is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that primal cry. That's the cry of the shofar. That's getting past the Keseliyom Chagenu, the Kisuyim, the Hester. It's breaking through everything. And we're mamish hugging the judge who's our father, who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whose light is shining. There's no more dinim anymore. There's no more kordas anymore. There's no more satan anymore. There's no more dinim anymore. There's no more prosecutors. There's no more defense attorneys. There's no more podiums. There's no more evidence. There's no more words. There's no more claims. There's no more nothing. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu holding me arm and holding me in his arms as I cry that I just want to be close to him with the sound of the shofar. V'imesh katrogim, like we just said, v'imesh katrogim v'sholtnei rogzin shein notnim la'alot l'tzaka hazot. If there are things trying to hold this back, harei zekoach kol ha'shofar shegenuch eganach v'yelu le'yali u'mivta et tzaka pnimit shel yehudi l'aviv shebashamayim. It's mamish. It doesn't matter if there's prosecutors in the southern, whatever. When we go in and we dig and we blow that shofar, it's bringing that primal cry out. It's screeching out, and it's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you leave me behind? How could you let me go? Ad ki bokea turei rama, kilshon hazohar HaKadosh, lefi shekol chodesh drach einam mivinim, et hamashmaut ha'ancha pnimit me'omek libo shel yehudi agnuza, bekola pshuta hazeh ve'eino yecholim la'akev ba'ada. When you cry out, imagine, give the mashal first, in the courthouse, you go, and you get up to make that claim, you're on trial, and you walk up, you see your father, the judge, and you just start bawling, and then the judge walks down, and he goes, he gives you a hug, and you got the prosecutors, with an objection, your honor, I don't even know what to say. There's no procedure for this, I don't have an objection for this, what's going on? They're freaking out. That's what he's saying here. We go and do that. The satan, the katrigoyim, all of the prosecutors in Shemayim, you walk up there, they got their whole speech ready, but he's holding you in his arms. and you're crying together. There's no prosecution. It's over. There's nothing to talk about. There's no court procedure for that. You're done. Next case. It's over. They can't say anything. There's nothing to talk about. A primal screech like that, it doesn't belong in a courtroom, so you're no longer in a courtroom. So you broke down the illusion of the courtroom. A screech like that doesn't belong there. So good, you made it something else. You changed the whole reality of the day. You made it a day of closeness between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what courthouse, what judgment, what deen. The kol shofar holeich v'chazak, and the kol of the shofar goes off and is strengthened. Umagia ad kesak akisei hakavod, and the mamma goes up to the kisei hakavod, to the throne of glory. V'yaz noflim kol hamechitzot v'hamesachim hamasirim et oro yitbarach, and then mamish, all of the barriers fall down, and the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through. V'nim takim mimeila kol adinim, and all the judgments are sweetened. All the judgments are sweetened. V'zoa mashmaut shel yom tshura yelachem, and that's what it means. Yom tshura yelachem. Not a day where you blow shofar. It's a day of shofar. Lo rak mitzvat tkiyah. It's not that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Ela itzumo shel yom hazeh tshura. The essence of this day. It's a reality of this screech, of this cry. That's the day. It's a day of cry. It's a day of this primal, raw screech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo she Yom Kippurim u perusho, she yitzumo shel Yom Mechaper. Like with Yom Kippur, where he talks about it in later pieces, and he talks about this, it's Yom Kippurim, it's not a day where there, no, it's the essence of the day is kapara. It is forgiveness. It is atonement. That the essence of the day of Rosh Hashanah is that I mamish just screech out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the bitterness inside that I want to feel close and then to feel that closeness on the joyous day of Rosh Hashanah. It starts with that bitter screech and ends with sitting there and enjoying the presence of the King. Ad sheyishbor kol ha'hesterim u'mechitzot, till we mamish break down all of the hesterim. We break down all of the hiddenness. We break down all of the boundaries. Ve'aretz ta'ir michvodo, and the whole world lights up with the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'az yitbatlu kol hadinim. Az yitbatlu kol hadinim. Then all of the judgments are nullified, because there's no judgment to be had. Kol ha'tfilot v'ha'zeakot him tru'a gdola achat. All the tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, all the cries on Rosh Hashanah, all the tkiyahs on Rosh Hashanah, it's all one cry. Asher si'am hu hatru'a mamash, which the goal of it is this true cry. She says, so tkiyat shofar, that's what the tkiyat shofar is really about. Last paragraph on the page. He says, and that's what the Zohar was talking about. I don't know what the Zohar was talking about, but he says that is what the Zohar was talking about. That's what the Zohar that we started with was talking about. Hatru'a. Omnam inyana tru'a b'shivet barzel. Haynu lishaber et kol ha'mechitzot ha'mafsikot ben yudi l'aviv shvashamayim. This blowing of the shofar, it's mamish destroying all of the barriers between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ashrei Ha'am Hayodea Sodzeh, and praiseworthy is the people, wondrous is the people who understand that this is the secret of the shofar. It's not just a mitzvah. It's not just blowing shofar. That's the pneumius of the mitzvah, is this crest from inside, this screech from inside. Ashrei Hayodim Eich Litkarev Litkasherim Borei Barach. That we who know through the shofar how to mamish get close and bind ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu soda trua mashberet et hamechitzot hamafsikot. That it's the secret of this trua, that it breaks down all barriers. Ad shezochim leharat panim, till we get to see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face. Lirot beor pnei hamelech chayim, to see the light of the living King's face. Shehakol meir mikvodo, that everything is lit up from him. V'im takim kol adinim, and it sweetens all the judgments. V'zeu hemshech divrei HaZohar HaKadosh. And that's what HaZohar HaKadosh says when it goes on. It says, V'da or kedama deganish kutshabriko letzadikaya. Know that the ancient light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid away for the tzaddikim. Ha'or hazeh or elokotoi parach anus tzaddikim. This is the light that's hidden for the tzaddikim. Rak la'elu she'inam osrim nafsham. Lir'ot be'or p'nei amel chayim.
ואינם חפצים בכל ליבם ונפשם. יש להם מחיצות ודברים המבילים ומפסיקים. Only people, only those of us, לא עלינו, who aren't moser nefesh, who don't not ready to give up everything just to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face, who don't want with our whole heart and our whole soul to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have, those people, nobody here in this Chabura, those people, they have between them, they have mechitzot, they have barriers to them in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval harotzim be'emet, but those who dig deep, and over the next week and a week and a half, the next week to mamish dig deep, that all we want is that we don't have to build that desire, it's there, but to unearth and to get real with and to be vulnerable with that desire, that deep down, all we want is to get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval harotzim be'emet zochim la'or alokuto al yidei tzakar v'lashal ha'shofar. Those are zocha to the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through this cry of the shofar. V'al pizeish l'va'er v'pirush. Through this we can explain, we can understand. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. This pasuk that we blow the shofar on this hidden day of the month. Shal yidei shofar mitapechach akesed. Through the shofar, we overturn the kesed. We overturn the hiddenness. Hamatzav shel hester panim v'dinim. We overturn this reality of the hiddenness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face, of these dinim, of these judgments. Liyom chageinu, meaning through that we overturn it from a keseh into yom chageinu. If we mamish on Rosh Hashanah, cry before our Kadosh Baruch Hu, screech before our Kadosh Baruch Hu, mamish, blow the shofar inside and cling to Him, then it becomes this joyous day of connectivity with our King, with the Father, with our Father who is the King. Lam takat ko adinim, a day of the sweetening of all the judgments. V'kutshabrichu chadei am banon. Next page, last paragraph. It's five last lines. Kuf yurchet. V'al pizem evo'ar inyan asiyat shedarshu chazam me'akatuf dirshu Hashem v'imatso koru be'yoto karov elu asara yamim shevin Rosh Hashanah liyom ha'kipurim. ולכאורה קשה הלא אלו ימי דין ומה משמעות קרבה זאת, אך כאמור על ידי התרועה נשפרים כל המחיצות ומחסים מקרב להשם. He's saying, and even looking forward to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, how are the Aseret Yemei Teshuva days of closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because if on Rosh Hashanah we screech and we cry and we screech out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those barriers break down and the Aseret Yemei Teshuva become days where we simply sit there and cling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in His presence. No matter where we are, literally, no matter where we are in the world, no matter what country we're in, no matter what state we're in, it doesn't matter. No matter what stage of life we're in, whether we're in, now we have, hopefully some of them are listening, they were such a wonderful group, whether you're still in high school, whether you're just out of Shana Aleph, whether you're just out of Shana Bet, whether you're in college, whether you're post-college, whether you're in a family yet, you're not in a family yet, you just started a family, wherever stage of life you're at, wherever stage of life we're all at, in every stage of life, we can feel, and we do feel, distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us, different levels. Each one of us, for different reasons. Each one of us, in different ways. That all may be true. But each one of us feels distant. That's the emes of reality. That's the emes of Olam Hazeh. That's the emes of being here after a year of schmutz from the last Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, when we got kapara, to all of the dirt and the grime and the gook, the spiritual gunk that we got on ourselves over the course of the last year. We feel distant. We made mistakes. We could have done better. Whatever the case may be, we feel distant. And the biggest part of the preparation for Rosh Hashanah is to get real with ourselves. Is to get real. That yes, I feel distant. Yes, I made mistakes. Yes, I can make excuses for all of them. Yes, I can make a case for all of them. Yes, I can come up with the most poetic apology on the face of the planet. On a day with the longest Shmona Esrei of the entire year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, stop talking. Stop talking. And just cry. Just be real and cry and screech and be one with the sound of the shofar. And fall into my arms and cry and tell me that all you want is to be close to me. And then all I'm going to do is bring you close to me. And in addition, it'll sweeten all the judgments. In addition, it'll make a great year. Because the emes and the essence and all that there is in reality is
to just be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us that if we can't get there, which is okay, that we should be able to speak with clarity before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should sweeten all the judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bless us all with a great year. And if we're able to, we should be mechazik us to be able to dig deep, be real with ourselves, and to be able to let out that screech, to hold us in His arms, to share His light with us, to burn away all the judgments, and for that to establish in the best way possible a day of joy of Rosh Hashanah, a year of joy in front of us, and a year of closeness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah, of Avodah Hashem, a full year of Avodah Hashem that stems from the first day of the year being a day where we cried and we banged and we screeched till we sat there and sat Bezrat Hashem in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Bezrat Hashem by all of us.